And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Hey, it's the Grillin' Guys. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just joining us, you missed a couple average segments, but this one's gonna be a lot better, right, Bob?
All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods.
Right, yep. With no detour between. But anyway, if this is your first time tuning in, you're about to hear something that we've talked about before, but you haven't heard it. So, hey, here you go.
We apologize in advance.
Right. But you can't be a grilling guy without working with a lot of bacon. And Bob talked about some of our hallmark brands in America are now owned by the Chinese, and there are still many that aren't. I would direct you to your local butcher.
Oscar Mayer.
You may get to your local butcher where he makes his own bacon.
Yep.
You may pay a dollar or two a pound more for it, but damn it, it's worth it.
It's nice and thick.
Right. And it's good, and you know that it's not full of preservatives. And
COVID-free.
It'll cook up better than anything else you're buying. So big, strong endorsement for the local butcher, whoever yours is. And here's the cool part. At least where we are in Grand Rapids, they're popping up.
They're all Polish too.
Right, right. We're real very, very fond of Sobey Meats. We've been with these guys since the Grillin' Guys started. He's an incredible butcher. But if you're not in Grand Rapids, find a local butcher. It's worth your trip.
I met Teresa Sobey when I was doing a barbecue class for Ace of Hearts Barbecue.
Uh-huh.
The Good One Smoker and all the stuff we made. And I was a rep for him, and I had, I don't know, 9 states probably. I got signed on by them right after I saw one of their chefs on Fox and Friends in the morning, and he was doing a bacon explosion. And that was basically, you've seen them at tailgates, and they're a fancy way to do like something smoked that's wrapped in a bacon blanket. And the bacon blanket is really easy to make, and I tell you to get the thin-cut bacon. Get a sheet of wax paper or parchment paper.
That's the key to this whole thing.
Yeah.
That right there. Do not forget the wax paper.
Don't put it on the counter.
No. Do not forget the wax paper or the parchment paper. Either one works well, but forget that.
Yeah, you lay out the wax paper, and then you take half of that pack of bacon, and you lay them lengthwise, up or down, sideways, whatever you want.
But in rows.
In rows.
Right.
And then you take, piece by piece, you start making a braid out of it.
A basket weave.
It's a basket wave, yes.
Right, yeah.
Basket weave. And so you get them all done, and you've got this cool-looking basket weave. And then you take a pound of sausage or ground beef, ground venison, whatever you want to use, another sheet of wax paper. You take that 1 pound out, and you smash it down and make a rectangle that's going to be similar to the size of that bacon weave. And then for this one, I'm probably going to put – what I love to put in them is I love to put like asparagus or slices of carrots or onions. Green onions are great. But you got to be careful how you put them in because they'll make the thing want to fall apart. So you've got this flat piece of ground beef, and you'll want to season it with whatever your favorite spices are, not too much. And then I'm going to put like I'm going to sprinkle some fresh parm on it. Or some kind of cheese that's going to be nice and sticky, like a Swiss,
mm-hmm.
would be good. Some binder.
Thin slice of Swiss.
Some
you
binder,
can use.
Yep. And then I'm going to maybe lay out some veggies or something in there that's going to give me some nice colors because you're going to roll this thing up like a pinwheel.
Right.
And you roll it up, and then you take it in your wax paper and you set it on top of that bacon weave, and then you start wrapping it and rolling it in bacon. And you tuck the ends in, And then you take your favorite spice or barbecue rub and shake it over the top of it, and you set it on your smoker or on your grill indirect, and you give it about an hour.
Right.
And when you get done, you've got to cover it and rest it. Now, you can glaze it with a little something in the last 10 minutes if you want, if you have a favorite.
Sometimes like a little pepper jelly is really good.
That's a great idea. Great idea. A balsamic reduction or anything to give it just, I mean, to be fancy, because we're trying to be fancy, right?
Right.
It's going to look cool.
Right. I got one tip that we didn't talk about through that is when you get this thing rolled up, you're going to have a seam where the two ends of the bacon meet, right? It was like a basket weave. When you wrap it around something, you got end to end. You want that down. You want that down on your smoker, or you want that down on your...
You want
your,
the weight of the explosion
right.
to be on that seam so it cooks in that position is what Job's saying.
Right.
The other thing I neglected to say was when you get to the ends of it, you got to take each one of those little pieces of bacon and kind of tuck them in like you would on a loaf of bread or something like that. Button it up real nice, because when you're done, this thing's going to cook and firm up, and that's your presentation. And I'm going to tell you that when I saw that thing on the morning Fox and Friends show, I saw him cutting into that. I go, I am doing that.
Right.
Turns out those people ended up teaching me barbecue.
Sure.
Yeah, just a year later.
Right.
So
I've got a variation that's really good, because this is fun to make, guys.
It is.
This is impressive when it comes off your grill or your smoker. I would put breakfast sausage in it rather than ground beef. It's just a little more savory, but it takes a little longer to cook, okay? Because you want pork sausage to be done. So have your thermopen or your digital thermometer there, and when that thing gets to 165 on the inside, because your bacon may get crispy or what it looks like to be done on the outside, but you're not done on the inside, real important to have a thermometer on this. And any vegetables you want in there, but they got to be in a little bit smaller pieces.
You could use brat meat. You could use kielbasa meat. You could use all sorts of things. But now there's another variation of it where you make up this mixture with chopped jalapenos, cream cheese, and maybe whatever spice you want in there. You could throw a little ground anything in there. Basically, to stir that up. Put it on cellophane and make a log out of it, and then wrap it, put it in the refrigerator for a half hour, then do your beef or your ground meat and your bacon weave. After a half hour, you pull that cheese log out and you set that on top of the beef, and you roll that up instead of just being nothing. You put that nice cheesy log in there. It's like a cheese log, right? And then you wrap your bacon around it, and then you throw that thing in the smoker. When you cut into this, it's going to be ridiculous. Oh, cream cheese and a shredded cheese of some sort. Like, you know, Mexican blend is like one of my favorites from Kraft. But you could use any kind of cheese in it, but it's going to be cream cheese and a blend of cheese, jalapenos, onions. And I don't know, is there something you want to
You can figure out what would be good stuffed inside a piece of sausage, right? And that's what you're looking for. But let me tell you, when you do the creamy cheese like that, you got to make sure that you tuck the ends when you roll it up, tuck it in so you can't see the cheese.
Squeeze the meat around
it. Yeah, just on the ends.
Crimp it up
because it won't leak then. Because if the hole's there, when it gets hot in the center, that stuff will leak out all over your grill.
It'll blow out.
You
like
don't
want to
do that, right? Yeah, you don't want to do that. It'll blow out like you're going to after eating one of these things. That's what it'll do.
Well, you know me. Is it 8:30?
Yeah.
So, that's another one you could probably brush a little barbecue sauce on.
Yep.
Like something hot, spicy, or something sweet.
Yeah.
Or your favorite barbecue sauce. You like apple.
Right. Yep.
Sobe has a new one that's got a chunky apple. It's like apple bacon.
Ooh.
Really good.
Ooh, that
Teresa
does sound
gave
good.
Me a bottle
I'll
of it last time I was in there.
She must like you better than she likes me, because I didn't get it. Or maybe I haven't been in there since they've got it. Either way, I'm going to go get some.
I'll stick with she likes me
better. Yeah, right. You can do whatever you want to do there. All right. So coming up next, we didn't talk about too many grills. We might catch them again. But another thing that we like to use outside is a griddle. I got a story from a couple weeks ago where I used the griddle for about 2 hours straight. But stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.